Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is often carried with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it were so, it was a grievous fault, and grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man, so are they all honorable men. Come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me, but Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransom to the general coffer still. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious, when that the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept, ambition should be made of sterner stuff. Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. You all did see that on the Lupercal I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and sure, he is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. What cause will hold you then to mourn for him? Oh, judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Oh, bear with me. My heart is in the coffin there with Caesar, and I must pause till it comes back. But yesterday, the word of Caesar might have stood against the world. Now lies he there, and none so poor to do him reverence. Oh, masters, if I were disposed to stir your hearts and minds to mutiny and rage, I should do Brutus wrong and Cassius wrong, who you all know are honorable men. I will not do them wrong. I rather choose to wrong the dead, to wrong myself and you, than I will wrong such honorable men. But here's a parchment with the seal of Caesar. I found it in his closet. It is his will. Let but the commons hear this testament, which, pardon me, I do not mean to read, and they would go and kiss dead Caesar's wounds, and dip their napkins in his sacred blood. Yea, beg a hair of him for memory, and dying mention it within their will, bequeathing it as a rich legacy unto their issue. Have patience, gentle friends. I must not read it. It is not meet you know how Caesar loves you. You are not wood. You are not stone. But men, and being men, hearing the will of Caesar, it will inflame you, it will make you mad. 'Tis good you know not that you are his heirs, for if you should, oh, what would come of it? Will you be patient? Will you stay a while? I have all shot myself to tell you of it. I fear I wrong the honorable men whose daggers have stabbed Caesar. I do hear it. You will compel me then to read the will, then make a ring about the corpse of Caesar, and let me show you him that made the will. Shall I descend, and will you give me leave?